does he have to do to court the Latino vote, in your opinion, sir?
Well, first of all, I think he needs to speak directly to the concerns of Latinos, which, for the most part, are completely coincident with the concerns of the general population. But because our population is younger and our population is undereducated and undercompensated, the issues related to education and to jobs, I think, are on the front burner for most Latino families. So a serious effort to address education, public school education, early childhood education, after school education, accession to college, college admissions, scholarships, graduation, graduate school, education for displaced workers, the whole range of things related to education and human capital. We are not doing well in Texas, and the governor has placed his priorities elsewhere. And so I think that if Bill White speaks in a, which he is doing, in a clear way about education, he'll have the attention of most Latinos, and that'll be a distinguishing issue area. Similarly, in the jobs front, we continue to be impacted by lower wages, by lack of preparation for some of the jobs that exist, lack of workforce preparation. So if we're able to speak to the hopefulness and the possibilities, you know, of the work area, that would be important. That would be, in my view, another distinguishing factor. There are other issues, such as the Arizona law and immigration, that come to the fore in this day and time. They're not the normal issues, but they come to the fore now that would be very important to address. And he is doing that. I heard him at the National Council of La Raza last week, where he basically said if he was governor and a law like Arizona came forward in Texas, he would veto it. That's the clearest distinction between he and Governor Perry that I've heard. Governor Perry has said he thinks it's a bad law. He doesn't want it in Texas. He has not said he would veto it. And he's tried to make sure that he doesn't anger the Republican right that favors this law by being less clear about his opposition to it, Perry. So I think those are areas where the Latino community is paying attention, and they speak to our aspirational dimensions, you know, kind of our future building dimensions. So that's what I think the governor, rather the candidate, the nominee, Bill White, needs to do.
Governor Perry has, as you just stated, said it's not a law that would work in Texas, but he hasn't been as vocal in his opposition. In fact, twice in the last 2 weeks, he's made overtures of support to Arizona Governor John Brewer. First, saying that he would not attend the governor's convention if they relocated it.
Right.
As you know, that the five Mexican governors canceled that because of the law. And just most recently, he defended Attorney General Greg Abbott's decision to file his amicus brief in support of the state fighting the U.S. Justice Department in their suit against it. And he, in that statement, he linked immigration directly to crime. He didn't link it to jobs, he didn't link it to education. He said, we have to secure the borders, the federal government's done that. Do you think Governor Perry is distancing himself from Latino Republicans?
Well, I have no idea the role, I mean, the part that Latino Republicans have played on this issue. I have not followed precisely where they are. I have many friends who are Latino Republicans who I know are opposed to this law. I don't know, for example, where Hope Andrade stands on this. I do know where a man like Lionel Sosa stands on this, and he thinks it's a bad law. I think Governor Perry is attempting to play the middle. On the one hand, say it's not something we want to do in Texas. On the other hand, not overly offend those who favor it. There are symbolic things like not going to the governor's conference and so forth that address that constituency. I'm hopeful that he means what he says when he says that he thinks it's bad law. It would be more effective if he said it would not become law because he would veto it. He hasn't said that.
Okay. Do you think Obama can still galvanize Latino voters way he did
2012?
Yes, sir.
I'm hopeful that the economy turns sufficiently. Are you talking about this coming election in November?
No, I'm talking about the presidential election.
Presidential.
Chances are real.
I think it's too early to be talking about option to get through.
Sure.
In 2010, and the lay of the land after that will be either more Republican or Democrats will have been affirmed. And then there are a lot of issues that yet will play out in the next session of Congress and the economy. And so I think if today, I mean, he's obviously not as strong as he was in 2008. The bloom is off the rose in some ways. The polls make that clear. But he's certainly in fighting position, and you won't have to say has the advantage against anybody running against him. I see no primary challenge at this point, and a fighting chance to win a second term.
Do you think he's been under fire from some of his Hispanics that supported him originally for not addressing immigration reform?
I would say this, as Bambi as we want immigration reform, it's not the president's call exclusively. The political temper of the country, the condition of the economy, the margins in the Congress, the divergent support for different elements of immigration reform, different parts of the package, that creates the climate in which the president can work.
Okay.
The president, I think, has been very clear he wants comprehensive immigration reform, but we can't ask him to either commit political suicide or to push forward a law that's going to be made into mincemeat and set our chances for comprehensive reform even further back. So picking the precise moment and the precise political condition is the right thing to do.
The current mayor of San Antonio, Mr. Julian Castro, he's been called a rising star. And it's coming on 30 years where you were in that same position, Hispanic mayor of a great city, of a large city, and you read your biography, and the accolades and the awards and the achievements are fantastic. And there was talk about perhaps you would ascend to a certain position. Obviously, there's been some controversies in your past that have been well documented and might have set you back a little bit. What advice do you have to Mr. Castro, to Mayor Castro, excuse me, to keep him on that rising star path?
Well, I never personally evidenced any ambition for any other position. I was fortunate that President Clinton asked me to serve in the cabinet. It was in the same stream of what I had done as mayor, because HUD is the department that deals with the nation's cities and housing, urban development fields I know and love. So it was a natural for me, and it gave me a great opportunity to learn the country and further deepen my knowledge of that field. I would say to the mayor that the first job is to be the mayor for all the people of San Antonio, demonstrate that he can govern, demonstrate that he can deliver progress for San Antonio, which he's doing, and that's the first sort of precondition, if you will, for the kind of progress for what people view as the timber of a potential statewide candidate or even national candidate. So he's off to a good start. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. You have to work every single day, and you have to convert your vision into organizational results and outcomes on the ground. At the same time, trying to inspire people and Latinos rightfully take pride in a Latino candidate, a Latino office holder of high profile. So if he can basically make progress and prove he can govern, at the same time inspire the base, that's the formula.
Do you have any specific advice on how he deals with his personal life so he doesn't become a target of people that want to expose anything that they perceive as something a mayor shouldn't do?
No, not really. I think